halftime. We've still got 2:20 to go until they get to the mandatory 3-minute warm-up period. Both teams have been on the field, Harlan, for the last couple of minutes, but the officials are still standing down there in the end zone, and they're not ready to go yet.
We may have to put 3 minutes on the clock just so that they can get ready for the second half. The players are ready. We had a long halftime, which is
20 minutes instead of 15.
Yeah, not a surprise, and for good reason. But you know one thing that we haven't seen so far on a night that is not as hot as we thought it might be? It's plenty hot enough, but one thing that you normally see in week one is you see players with the hotter temperatures cramping up. We haven't seen that really tonight.
No, we haven't seen any cramping, and we haven't seen hardly anybody go down with any kind of an injury, because, leg cramp or a pull muscle or something like that, and we haven't had any flags. We've had two flags, one delay, not a delay game, but a unsportsmanlike conduct, and then a legal procedure that was called back because West Plains had called timeout before they called the delay of game penalty. So it's been a pretty error free ball game, and the Zithers lead 24-14, and they're going to get the ball to start the second half here as soon as we get ready. And now the officials are on the field, so we'll just kind of play it by ear. We got a minute to go, Harlan, until the clock stops, and then we'll see what happens there.
87 is the current temperature here in Bolivar tonight. The heat index number is still well above 90 degrees. So skies are clear, we do, and there's that 30% chance of rain, which it sounds to me like we may have avoided that. Like you were saying, Paul, they're promising us that it looks like probably right around 10 o'clock. Yep, that's pretty much what they're saying. So we'll see about it. But we're playing on the turf. Rain starts to fall here. It may start steaming. I don't know.
We may have a fog roll in here in a little bit.
Yeah, that could happen as well. West Plains gets the football first to start the second half. That could be a big advantage. Paul was rooting for a prolonged drive, but I don't know. After the way that West Plains has been able to hit some big plays downfield with long passes, if you're Bolivar, that's got to be something that they were talking about, because in order to stay in the game, they can't give up any more of these big plays. But West Plains is going to, they're going to go back to that well at least a couple more times probably before this ball game is over with. They've had some success. We haven't done a lot running the football tonight, and that's something that'll probably have to worked on and improved upon, because you got to have a running game. But no matter how good you can throw the football, Glendale has proved that over the years.
Yeah. And I was going to say, one of the things that the West Plains offense has done is they've taken care of the football. Like I said, no turnovers. And like I said, Harlan, if you put three people on Houston, that means somebody's uncovered. And they found him a couple of times. And Kenzo's caught a couple of balls down the field, won a long touchdown where he basically just ran by everybody, caught the ball, and then ran into the end zone. And the Zithers lead 24-14, and they did put the other time on there.
It's the only time I'm going to say it all year, okay? They put 20 minutes on the blooming clock, and then I'm almost like out of habit, put three more minutes up it. Put 23 minutes on the clock to start with and just be done with it if that's the way you want to go about it. But with a 20-minute half, both teams were out here with 6 minutes to go before the end of the halftime period. And so what do? They end up standing around, and this is after they've already had time to get loose. So you're standing on the sideline just waiting for something to happen. But looks like we're just about ready to go. Let's take one more quick break, a one-minute timeout. Second half kickoff, Bolivar kicking to West Plains when we come back in a minute on KDY.
Since 1993, Howell County Habitat for Humanity has built 29 homes and will be starting their 30th this year. They do it to provide a decent and affordable place to live for partnered families. Habitat for Humanity brings people together to build homes, communities, and hope, celebrating 30 years in business. Find out more on Facebook and at the Habitat Restore on Porter Wagner Boulevard, or visit HowellCountyHabitat.org.
Summer isn't over yet, and there's still time for adventure. Whether you need navigation, all-wheel drive, towing capability, or third-row seating, Bailey Chevrolet GMC has the SUV to get you there.
This is John Bailey of Bailey Chevrolet in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. Come test drive the sport utility for your next adventure today. Find new roads.
Go 4693111. Bailey team is gonna get it done.
Now it's more Zizzer football excitement on Hot Country KDY.
The place kicker for the Bolivar Liberators, getting ready to tee it up, is Jordan Burke. He kicked for them last year. You know, these kids that we saw last season have been prominent players in this game here tonight. And now let's see if West Plains can return the favor on this kickoff like Bolivar did early in the game. With second half kick, West Plains up 10-24-14. Here is Mr. Paul Knight.
It's a low, it's a high kick. It's going to be fielded by the Zizzers at around the 11-yard line. I didn't catch who it was. Oh, my gosh, what a tackle. The receiver was Remy Wilson, but he was met viciously at the 20-yard line, and he's slow to get up, but he does get up, hands the ball to the officials, and we're ready to go with the second half as the West Plains Zizzers lead 24-14.
There's some striking going on out there, as Carl Williams used to say.
Yes. And they mark it at the 22, so they give him a little forward progress. And the Zizzers are on the field in the white uniforms. I mean, those are white uniforms. Pants, shirts, helmets.
I think the helmets are kind of sharp.
Yeah, I do too.
Got the red, got the lightning bolt on a white hat.
Jones in the under center sends Kinslow across the formation. Turns, fakes the pitch, or pitches out wide. Running back number 35, he's in the ball game for the first time. That's his first carry. That's Lance Norton, senior wide receiver linebacker, and he takes it out across the 25 to the 25-and-a-half. So it's a pickup of about four, and it brings up second down and six.
They fake the ball inside to freeze the linebackers and went on the toss play around the end, and it picked up about four, and now West Plains from their own 26-yard line. You know, they might like to see if they could establish a ground game here because they really didn't do a whole lot on the ground in the first half. Eat up some time because you got a 10-point lead.
And Norton's a much bigger back than Wilson is. High snap. Jones catches it. He's not going to get much. In fact, he's lucky to get to the line of scrimmage, plus maybe a yard or two. And that's going to bring up a third down. And you really don't like to have third and five on your first series in the second quarter.
He took nothing and made something out of it. That very easily could have been lost yardage, but he picked up a yard and a half. And now third down and about four.
Good 4 yards. Coach White gives the play to Jones. He gets to the huddle, comes to the line of scrimmage. Zizzers go with a tight formation. Jones is under center. Two receivers, one left, one right. Jones is going to throw, but there's pressure on, and he's going to be sacked. And the Liberators' defense has come to play here in the second half as Jones didn't ever have a chance. He's all the way back at the 17. Well, they're going to mark the 19-yard line. And it'll be fourth down and about 15 to go, and the Zizzers are going to be forced to punt it away on the first series of the second half.
Mason McCurry made the play for Bolivar. He blitzed right up the middle, 6'1", 180-pounder, and like Paul said, Isaiah had zero chance on that play.
Isaiah set the punt away. High snap. He catches. We got a flag. He's going to pull it out now. It was a little slow getting out of there. We got a illegal substitution against the West Plains Zizzers. And if they have too many players or not enough?
Well, it looks like they got the right number now. But
We got 11 out there now, but we got an illegal substitution called against the West Plains Zizzers, so that's going to take it all the way back to the 14-yard line. And once again, Jones back to punt it away. Liberators are going to have a very good field position after this punt.
And now it looks like we don't have enough out there.
Well, I was going to say, I'm not counting, but Coach White got, high snap. He got it away. And the ball hits. got a good bounce. It's going to cross the 50-yard line and roll dead at the 49. It's going to be first and 10 Liberators at their own 49-yard line. Jones was lucky to get that one away, and it's going to be first and 10 Liberators at their own 49-yard line.
That could have been a Greek tragedy, but it turned into a 37-yard punt with no return and the ball right at midfield. Tell you what, Bolivar's got to be feeling pretty good about themselves right now. That was a really good stand to start the half defensively, and now they're going to be looking to find something, but we do have some conversation with the officials downstairs.
I was going to say, I have no idea what's going on because I don't see a flag anywhere, and they're kind of wandering around.
Personal foul. Oh, thank you.
Oh, against the Liberators.
Well, I'll put 15 yards on, tack that on the end of this play, right?
Yeah. I never saw the flag on the field.
I didn't either. No, I think they've thrown flags tonight and picked them up before people really had a chance to see where they were at or what they were all about.
But they indicated it's a personal foul against the Liberators. The ball went dead at the 49.5-yard line, so you mark off 15 against that. That'll take it all the way back to the 34.5-yard line where the Liberators have it first and 10.
Wow.
So that's a big break for the West Plains Zithers. Big change of possession and a change in the field position as well.
52-yard difference from where we punted to where they take over here on first down.
First and 10. Durham, inside handoff. Guess who? Pack.
Uh-oh.
And that's going to be a collar tackle. That's a 15-yarder. So they're going to get the 15 back plus what he gained, which was about 6 on the run. And that'll bring up a first and 10 in West Plains territory after this one's marked off.
I thought it was going to be a face mask is what I thought it was going to be, but
horse collar.
Horse collar.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they do make the Rodney Dangerfield tie motion.
There's no telling. That the referee hasn't moved. But he's going to give us the indication. Personal foul, horse collar, and it'll be a first and 10 all the way down to the West Plains 43-yard line.
Well, so much for all that additional yardage because they marked that off from the point of the foul.
Yes.
First down for Bolivar. They're still in the ball game.
Durham under center. Hands off to Patrick. And this time he gets nothing. As Judd, along with several of the defensive linemen, I'm trying to find, number 60? Yes, or 50.
50.
50. I'm going to have to find out who that is. That's Dylan Brigham. Or Brigham Dylan. Dylan Brigham. Some are first names last. Some are last names first. Durham, under center, or in the shotgun. Motion man. Sweeps to the right side, pitches. That was a forward pass.
That was a forward pass.
That was not a lateral. That was a forward pass, and that's going to pick up about 3. Takes the ball back to the 42-yard line, 41-yard line, and it'll bring up 3rd down and about 7 to go. So the Liberators now facing a 3rd and 7 from the West Plains 41. Scissor defense did a good job that time, Harlan, coming up on that one.
I'll give credit where it's due. Bolivar's offensive line, I think, has really played pretty good tonight.
They've kept the Zither defensive line out of the backfield. And as soon as I say that, blitz comes, screen pass over the middle, Patrick catches it, and he's got the first down and more, and he made that one, once again, Harlan, on his own. Because there were Zithers everywhere. He catches the ball, makes people miss, and it's a 1st and 10 for the Liberators. They have the ball at the West Plains 32. They're up to the line of scrimmage in a hurry. Durham looks downfield. No pressure. All of a sudden, here it comes. Zithers don't get there. He throws it to the sideline. That's an end.
He was outside the pocket. So.
That's right. He's outside the pocket, and he did throw it across the line of scrimmage. So it's going to be 2nd down.
Now, well, Paul, I was going to say, now as we get a little bit later in the ball game, it's going to be maybe a little tougher for people to get to the quarterback because you're just not going to have quite as much gas in the tank.
Nope.
And the more you have to chase him, the tougher it's going to be. So there's still a problem down 10, 8:03 to go.
So there's substitute defensive lineman. They're bringing heat. Option. They pitch it. This time he breaks a tackle to line, breaks another one in the secondary. Goes out of bounds at about the 15-yard line, and that's enough for another Liberator first down. It's the first and 10 from the 15 as the Liberators are marching down the field, trailing by 10 with 7:55 to go here in the third quarter.
We've done some good things tonight. We've done a few bad things, and one of the bad things is our tackling. Tackling has not been very good.
I bet we have some contact Tuesday and Wednesday next week. Durham looks things over. Hands off. Patchy this time doesn't get much as he does cross the 15, gets down near the 13-yard line. So that's a pickup of two and brings up second down and eight to go for the Liberators. And once again, the Zithers substitute along that defensive front. Coming into the ball game, number 71, that's Peyton Reynolds. They send Liberators to spread things out this time. Two receivers right, one receiver left. Durham going to roll to the right. Pressure comes. Here it comes. He's going to throw it into the end zone. It is caught, but they say it's a touchdown.
Oh, my.
I don't see how they call it a touchdown, and he got control of it out there in the green area, not even in the purple.
I don't know about that. That was very close to being out of bounds.
I don't think he has the ball. Well, they're still they're talking to each other, but they're going to give it a touchdown. Play was made by, I think it was number three that made the catch, wasn't it? And they're calling a score.
Zero.
Is it zero?
Yes.
So that's Evan Nichols. So they're going to give them the score, 7:13 to go in the third quarter, and the Liberators are within four. And the play clock is stopped, and the Liberators are trying to get people on the field. They're going to kick the extra point. Durham holds, kicks up. Looks good to me. It is. We got a 24-21 ball game. We'll be back in a minute. Here on the radio, KKDY 102.5.
We all love things that are free, like the free gift you receive when you open a free checking account, business or personal, at West Plains Bank and Trust Company. You can even score free gifts for your friends and family if you refer them and they open free checking accounts. Plus, earn a free gift for yourself each time one of your referrals opens an account. Visit us in West Plains, Mountain View, Willow Springs, or Houston for more information. Find out for yourself why our customers leave us friends at West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Now is the time to save on Kubota zero-turn lawnmowers at Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment in Mountain Grove and West Plains. While supplies last, get 0% APR financing for up to 60 months on Kubota zero-turn mowers with no money down. Shop while supplies last at Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment. Now through September 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for details.
Remember, we are names you can trust. Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment and Kubota in West Plains and Mountain Grove.
The Scissors play here on today's Hot New Country, KDY.
Paul Knight back here with Harlan Hutchinson. We got a ball game, Harlan, 24-21. We got 7:13 to go in the third quarter. Zithers led 24-14. Didn't do much the first time they had the ball. They'll have to do better this time.
Second half has gone about as good as Bolivar could have hoped because they got a stop on defense to start it, got the football back, pushed the ball downfield after a long penalty on a punt, and now Bolivar kicks it away again.
High kick. Going to come. No, they're going to let it hit the ground, and it's going to roll into the end zone. So the Zithers will get it at the, is it the 20 or 25?
I believe the 20-yard line.
20-yard line? Well, we're going to find out. The official starting on the far sideline at the 25. Now he's walking back to the 20. So it's first and 10 at the 20-yard line for the West Plains Zithers offense, who didn't do much the last time they had it. They're going to have to do better now as they lead by only three, 24-21. 7:13 to go here in quarter number three.
Bolivar got, well, I shouldn't say they got lucky. They made a good play when they blitzed on third down on that last series that really blew up that possession. So West Plains is going to have to find a way to move the football on the ground a little bit, but keep looking downfield. You're going to have more chances to hit him deep.
I was going to say they got Wilson and Howell in the backfield in the I formation. Howell, of course, the fullback. Wilson, the tailback. Jones under center. Jones turns, hands it to Wilson. Wilson across the 20 to the 23-yard line. The ball's on the ground, but they say it's dead ball. Zizzers maintain possession, and it's second down and about 7 after a pickup of 3.
3 yards and a cloud of plastic there.
Yes, it is. A little kick up of, what do they call those pellets things?
Yeah, those little rubber pellets.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Second down and 7 for the Zizzers. They lead by 3. We're inside 7 to go in the third quarter. Liberators have come out here in the second half and taken control. Jones in the shotgun. 3 receivers right, 1 big receiver left. That's Houston. Guess where they're looking? Down the sideline. Houston is there. Guess who catches it? Houston has it.
Holy
caught
cow.
At the 45-yard line of the Liberators, and it's a 1st and 10 for the West Plains Zizzers. And you find the big guy whenever you need to. That's just one good athlete out there. That's just one good athlete throwing to another good athlete.
At least double coverage. And they had a third guy that was in the same area.
Yeah, same vicinity, yeah. 1st and 10 at the Liberator 45. So that takes a little bit of the pressure off the offense for West Plains as they're now in Liberator territory. Jones in the backfield with Howell and Wilson. Jones, the junior. Man in motion is Kinslow. They fake to him, and they give it to Wilson. Wilson made a nice play as he was hit in the backfield, but spun away from that one and picks up 4. And instead of a 2nd down and 11, we've got a 2nd down and 6.
Really good ball fake that time after the handoff by Isaiah Jones. It's 2nd down and about 5.5 here. West Plains still up by 3, 24-21. There was a point in this game where we had a pretty substantial lead, but not the case now. Need to get some more points on the board.
Norton in the backfield. Kinslow goes in motion. They fake to Kinslow. They give to Norton. He gets to the outside. He's got the 1st down and more. He's still running. Norton all the way down to the 25-yard line. A nice run by the senior. That's his 2nd carry, and he picks up about 20 and gets to the 25, and it's 1st and 10 for the West Plains Zizzers.
That's best run of the night for the offense. And he did a really good job. He had a guy coming right for him and ducked down, and the guy just whiffed. And that allowed him to pick up about 7 or 8 more yards. So a 1st down for West Plains in need of more points here, and we're down to the 5:30 mark and counting in the third quarter. West Plains up 24-21.
Howell in the backfield along with Norton. Jones under center. They're going to throw. Pressure comes, and Jones is sacked again. They're getting to him now. They didn't get to him in the first half, but they're getting to him in the second half. He's going to have to take a break because his helmet came off, and the Zizzers, well, what have we got? They sent indicated timeout. Oh, he's got to come out for one play, I think, because of the loss of the helmet. So it's a 2nd down and about 16, and into the lineup comes number 1, Will Stauffer. And also into the lineup, number 16, that's Ethan Miller, sophomore quarterback. He's looking forward to this. He's got it 2nd and 16.
He didn't see this one coming, did he?
No, he didn't. He didn't get a chance to warm up. Play clock at 7. First play for Miller. Snap. Oh, we got an offside. And that'll give the Zizzers a chance to get – oh, Jones can't get it. Hadn't got his helmet. He found another one from somebody else. Now he's coming back into the ball game. So Ethan Miller gets to play one play, and he draws the Liberators offside, and it's now 2nd down and 11 instead of 2nd and 16. And Jones is back in the ball game with somebody else's helmet.
Well, they were blitzing again, and what they've done is they are timing the snap count.
Yeah.
And that time, they nearly timed it perfectly, but new quarterback, a little different snap count, and that drew him offside just barely.
We've got a gentleman sitting over on the sideline by himself. I don't know if he's injured or just resting.
There we go.
Throwing it up in the air, and that's way overthrown and intended for Kinslow. Warren Larson's the one that's over on the sideline by himself, and he's got a little bit of a limp. Anyway, we got a 3rd down and 11 play clock is, or the game clock stops with 4:26 to go in the third quarter. Zithers have the ball at the Liberator 26-yard line. They got to get to the 15 for a first down. And you got to think right now you're in four down territory or.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because you're kind of out of field goal range, but not close enough to.
Here they come. Nope, backing up.
Backing up. Passes out there, and it's caught. Oh, and dropped. Incomplete. Remy Wilson had it, went right through his hands, hits the ground. He was wide open on the swing route, and now it's fourth down and 11. The Zithers are going to go for it on fourth and 11.
Instead of a first down and maybe even a touchdown,
now he's in the end zone.
It's fourth down and about 11 to go.
He was in the end zone on the swing route. No, we're going to go for the field goal.
Okay.
And we don't have enough people on the field. We're missing one.
Chase Larson. Will
Larson
kick it.
From, oh, my
43
God.
Yards.
43. It's up, and it's going to be well short. Way short. And that's going to be first and 10 for the Liberators from their own 21-yard line or 20-yard line in high school because it went into the end zone. So the Zithers fail to score. Liberators take over with 4:20 to go here in the third quarter, and they only trail by a score of 24-21.
Oh man!
And we got an injured Zither number 41 for the West Plains Zithers. Alex Judd is being helped off the field, and that is not a good sign.
That's about as bad as it gets, right there.
Your starting inside linebacker is being helped off the field by teammates.
You hope it's just a cramp, but you never know. That's what I would, maybe got kicked in the calf or something like that. He's up on both feet. He had a little bit of help getting off the field, but on a night like this, it could be one thing, but it also could just be a cramp.
I was going to say that got the medical staff over there working with him.
Now, if they start massaging that right calf, then that's a whole lot better thing, but. We'll just have to wait and see.
He's not out there defensively. So we've got a first and 10 for the Liberators from their own 20-yard line. They trail 24-21. We've had a kind of a break in the action because of the helping Judd off the field. And now we're ready to go. Liberators have the ball, trailing by three. Durham, the quarterback, number 17 in the backfield, calls for the ball. He's back there. He turns hands off to Patchy, and Patchy didn't have it. Durham did, and Durham is into the secondary. He crosses the 50 all the way down to the West Plains 46-yard line, a big pickup of 34 yards for the Liberators, and it's first and 10 in Zither territory. And the Zither defense is going to have to get round up here pretty quickly.
Again, the offensive line for Bolivar is really coming off the ball, and they are pushing West Plains back up front.
Durham in the backfield. Turns. This time we got a delay or something. No, we got a little procedure. Far sideline. Flag thrown, pointed in the direction of the Liberators. So that's a 5-yard penalty, and it's going to bring up first down and 15. From the 49-yard line, and I see him working on Judd's right leg over on the far side. And I can't really tell what's going on over there. It looks like they're trying to tape something. But first and 15 for the Liberators at their own 49-yard line. Durham looks to throw. Pressure comes from both directions. He gets away. He throws down the sideline, and it's going to throw out of bounds, incomplete. Nice getaway there by Durham, escapes the rush and throws it away, and it brings up a third down or second down and 15 from their own 49.
I'll point out a little thing that has been a big thing over the past few years. Dylan had a chance to really put a shot on the quarterback as he was going to the sideline. He pulled up, didn't hit him, and didn't get a stupid penalty.
Yeah.
And that's something that we shouldn't overlook. That was good discipline on his part.
Second and 15. Motion man to the left side. Durham's going to throw again. Pressure comes. He gets out of it. He's going to run out of bounds, going to pick up a couple of yards. And, you know, we talked about in the first half we didn't have any injuries or anything. There's three Zizzers over there getting their legs worked on because of cramps.
Well, we may have spoke too soon about the cramp thing.
Yeah, we did. I think we did because there's three over there on the sideline, all three being worked on for cramp in their right leg. Third down and about 14 to go for the Liberators from the 50-yard line. Big play here defensively for the West Plains Zizzers. They're going to have to keep Durham in the pocket because they've let him get out every time this evening. Durham looks to throw, pressure up the middle. Durham pressured from the outside, gets to the outside. Now he's going to run, and he's going to run out of bounds as Houston chases him out of bounds at the 49 or 46-yard line. So he picks up about five, but it brings up a fourth down and about nine to go.
If you look at the game as a whole, Durham has not really hurt West Plains that much throwing the ball.
No, he's running it.
But when he pulls it down and he breaks containment, and now you're looking at fourth down and 10.
Yep.
Boy, this is a really big play in the football game right here. West Plains is holding under a three-point lead, but the momentum is definitely on the side of Bolivar now.
Yes, I see Judd is up and walking around. That's a good sign. They're going to punt.
Really?
Yeah, Durham's back to punt the ball away. They're going to
play field position.
Yeah, they get called for the lay of gain, so they'll take the 5-yard penalty. Back to receive the punt is Kinslow.
I guess that they figure that their defense is playing well enough that if they pin West Plains back, they can get the ball back in good field position. So this is probably fairly sound strategy, although I wouldn't be too shocked to see them maybe run a fake here.
Snaps away, punts away. It's going to go out of bounds. That was not a good touch.
Oh, man.
Where's the official?
It's going to stay inside the 30-yard line.
They don't have a clue.
They have no idea.
They have no idea where it went out of bounds. They're walking up, and they say,
Oh, my gosh.
That's where the ball hit, was at the 25-yard line, out of bounds 25, and they're going to mark it at the 24.
Well, it's better than being backed up inside your 15-yard line.
Yeah, I was going to say, we have the ball. So it's first and 10 West Plains at their own 24, and the Zither offense needs to get something going here. As they lead by only three, 24-21, 3:21 to go in the third quarter, and the Zizzers have not scored yet in the third. The only points coming from the Liberators.
They have got to give Isaiah Jones more time to throw the football, too.
Jones under center. Motion man comes towards the formation. Looks like a quick move, but no penalties. And Wilson to the outside. Wilson crosses the 30. Nice run by the running back there, junior running back, Remy Wilson, 5'6", 170, picked up 7 yards, and now he's limping.
They were blitzing that time, and Bolivar's pretty lucky that didn't turn out to be a bigger play.
Howell goes off the field with a limp as well. He's wandering around on the sideline.
From a number standpoint, we are greatly outnumbered roster-wise here.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And
some of our people on the roster are freshmen.
Yes, and going both ways, boy, that's going to be tough on a night like tonight.
We're measuring for the first down, and they say that it is.
I didn't think it was that close, but evidently it was.
And they say it's just short. Now they're looking at it. He's going to try to reach down and pick up the chain. He's not going to run to the middle of the field.
Yes,
he's going to walk slowly.
He's moving, man.
He's shuffling pretty well. So it's a second down and an inches for the Zizzers. They lead 24-21. We've got 2:54 to go still here in quarter number three in Bolivar.
We're about three chain links from a first down, it looks like.
You've got the binoculars.
Yes, I do.
You got those binoculars.
I'm telling you, if I drive off and leave them, I got to turn around and go back and get them because
you got to have them.
Got to have them.
Second down and short. West Plains has the football at their own 34-yard line.
This third quarter has gone on and on
and on
and
after
on.
A long halftime. Jones in the shotgun. They send two receivers right. Oh, high snap. Jones picks it up. Jones picks up first down on his own as he gets across the 35 to the 38-yard line. Looks to me like that might have been a late hit there.
Uh-oh.
When they jumped on his back, but no flag was thrown. And
Isaiah's holding his right shoulder now.
He was jumped on by from behind, and he's talking to the officials, and Coach Wyatt's talking to the officials. And
well,
he's going to the sideline.
He's going sideline. He reached over, and now they're checking him on the sideline. Man, that's not good.
So you got Ethan Miller coming back into the ball game, the sophomore quarterback for the West Plains Zithers.
At the very least, they want to check him, make sure that he's okay. But like you said, we're going to have a change of quarterback for at least a play or two.
Yeah, I think, you know, here we go. I thought we were going to take a timeout, but we've changed our mind. Miller in the ball game, number 16, sophomore, 5'8", 147 on the roster, in the backfield with Miller. Miller and Miller in the backfield. Miller gets it, hands it to Miller, and Miller gets nothing. In fact, loses maybe a yard, 2 yards, brings up a second down, and we're going to say second down and 11 for the West Plains Zithers as we're inside 2 minutes to go here in quarter number three. And you hate to see your starting quarterback on the sideline standing there with the coaching staff, but he seems to be okay. Nobody is apparently working on him right now.
And when Isaiah went out of the game, of course, Baller's defense, they just sold out. They're not going to play pass.
They're not. Miller's under center. Oh, Jones is back in there.
All right.
Jones turns, rolls to the right. Pressure comes, throws it. Oh, there's got to be a pass interference there.
Yep.
Yeah. He hit him well before the ball got there.
That wasn't even close.
That wasn't. That's going to be a 15-yard penalty, and that's going to give the Zithers a first down out across the 50-yard line on the pass interference against the Liberators.
That play, a shot in the back with tight end Rhett Erickson, who got one kind of in that area in the small of your back up underneath your pads. So he was walking around with his – tell you what.
They're talking about it. You never know what's going to happen.
There's going to be some people sleeping in the morning. This is a tough physical game. It's turned
They're
out
gonna
to be.
They're going to pick it up. They're picking it up. They picked up the flag.
Why?
I have no idea.
That was pass interference.
Yeah, that was. He hit him before the ball got there. But anyway, now it's third down and 12, and Coach Wyatt is not a happy camper.
Man alive, I'd just be going nuts. Because that was obviously a pass interference. That should have been pass interference.
Third down and 12 for the Zithers from their own 38-yard line instead of first and 10 from the Liberator 49-yard line.
Hey, quick shout-out to Braxton Williams. He's a Pitt State gorilla these days. He's my guy. Thanks for listening on Facebook, Braxton.
Jones takes a snap. Pressure comes. Looks down the middle. Throws it to the left side.
There you go.
It's out there. And it's going to be knocked away, and no flag on that one, as they were all over Houston as he tried to go get the football. Couldn't get to it because people were all around him. So it's going to be a fourth down, and the Zithers are going to have to punt the ball away as the defense held for the Liberators.
Little underthrown. Just a little bit underthrown.
Yep. Houston couldn't get back to the ball because the defense wouldn't let him.
I don't know that I've seen a player. Did I see that right? Was he quadruple covered?
I think there was only three.
Okay.
Just three. And, Houston didn't get off the field in time, but they're not counting. And the ball's going to roll dead, punt it out of bounds.
Great kick.
And what do we got going on here?
So that's a 30.
I have no idea.
33-yard.
We had 12 people on the field. The ball went out at the 20-yard line, and they're marking it at the 26.
It was bouncing. It didn't go out of bounds in the air.
No.
It went bouncing out. It was bouncing across the ground. It went out at the 20-yard line.
Oh, my.
Holy cow, they're going to give him 6 more yards?
Oh, well.
At the 26?
That's why they're asking people to be officials. If you want to be a football official, you can get in pretty easily. They're talking to each other. I have no idea what's going on, and I don't think those guys do either.
I believe our officials are suffering from cramps.
I think they're suffering. It is a first down. The Liberators are going to have the ball eventually.
Well, this whole affair has gone sideways.
They've got a flag. But they're going to mark. I have no idea. The officials are on the field. Players, the Zizzers are on the field. Bolivar's huddled up in front of their bench.
They're going to mark it at the 27-yard line.
They mark it at the 27 when it went out of bounds at the 20.
Golly.
And Liberators have the ball with 1:25 to go in the third quarter. Zizzers still lead 24-21. Liberators come up with too many men on the field.
Now they're going to have to call timeout because they're really screwed up. Oh, they were lined up to the wrong side.
Yeah, now we got it. Three left, one right. Durham calls for the ball. Option right side. He tucks it up. He's got room to run. Durham down the sideline in front of the Zizzer bench. Runs out of bounds at the 49-yard line. Zizzer defense is going to have to get better as Durham picks up about 25 out to the 49-yard line where it's going to be first and 10. And the Zizzer defense is getting kind of slippery.
I think the defense is getting a little tired is one of the issues right now.
Well, I was going to say, Judd's back in there. I see that. Number 41, he's back in the ball game, I believe. Yes, he is. Ball thrown, going to be caught by the wide receiver. He's going to get the first down and more. That ball was caught by number one, Jason Wilkinson. Or numbers, that was double zero or zero. It wasn't,
no,
that's the guy that scored the touchdown.
That's five.
Was it five?
Yep.
Okay. That's Casey. And it's first and 10 at the West Plains 39. Liberators on the move here in the third quarter, inside a minute to go. Durham looks it over, takes a snap, hands off. Packy going to be tackled by Judd in the backfield, but Packy picks up two. Even though Judd had a handle on him, he still gets two, and it's going to be second down and 8. And we're going to have maybe one more play, except now the Liberators have got a man down, and that's Packy. It's going to come to the sideline with a little bit of a limp.
After a half on a hot night with nobody really cramping, everybody is cramping up now.
And have we taken a timeout or what? They're just all coming to the sideline. They're starting to play clock. Well, the officials have started to play clock, but the guys that are running the clock haven't started to play clock. Now they still haven't started the play clock.
Or the game clock.
Nothing. Why they stop it? Durham, another big gain. He's carrying the load tonight, Harlan, and he's down inside the 25. They're going to mark him right at the 25-yard line. And it's going to be a first and 10 for the Liberators. Durham in the backfield. Calls for the snap. He's going to option right side. They pitch it. There's number five, Casey, and he picks up another first down. The Liberators are running all over the West Plains Zizzers here in the third quarter. The option is killing us.
I know we still have a quarter to go, but I tell you, Paul,
that's looking good.
Just watching the game through the glasses where you can kind of see the players a little bit better.
Uh-huh.
I tell you, we just look gassed right now.
Well, we're all standing with our hands on our hips. First and 10 from the 13-yard line. Durham in the backfield. Takes it. Packy's back in the ball game. He's inside down near the 5, actually inside the 5-yard line, and still moving down inside the 2-yard line.
West Plains says it's a fumble.
They say it's a fumble, but the officials are not going to give it to them. They say the ball was dead, and it's another it's going to be a gain of 9 and brings up second down and 1. All the Zizzers thought it was a fumble, and nobody on the other side did. And once again, we're talking to each other. Second down. The ball's at the 3. They got to get to the 2 for a 1st and 10. Durham, Patke in the backfield. Liberators with a chance to go ahead with a touchdown.
End of the quarter.
And that's the end of the 3rd quarter. We'll be back in 1 minute here on the radio, KKDY 102.5.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Friendly and familiar faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. Don's Auto Service makes sure their expert staff gets you the best and most qualified information on your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
My mother recently got a knee replaced at Ozarks Healthcare. They were concerned about her pain before, during, and even after the procedure. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment visited with us before she went home and made sure we had all the supplies she needed to keep her comfortable through the entire healing process. They were fast, friendly, and very thorough.
For durable medical equipment in your home, rely on Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment at 1703 West 8th Street in West Plains. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment cares. It's in their name.
Ozark Conference football excitement continues now with the Zizzers on KDY.
Paul Knight back here with Harlan Hutchinson. The Zizzer defense is going to the sideline, and they're walking around with their helmets off, getting water. And I guess the officials have given them a little extra time because the Liberators are ready to go. They're on the field, ready to snap the ball. The Zizzer defense is just now getting out there to play second down and 1 from the 3. Liberators with an opportunity, Harlan, to go ahead with a score here.
Body language is not good right now.
It's not in our favor.
Bolivar, they're lined up. They're ready to go. West Plains took a while to get back out there, and this is a big play. It's going to be second down and goal on the 1 yard line.
Durham in the backfield, turns, hands to, and oh, not even close. Number 38, he's been a problem all night long. He goes in from 3 yards out. That's Trenton Patke. Patke puts the Liberators in front on that 3 yard run.
And Dylan goes limping off the field. He's got a cramp in his left calf for West Plains. Boy, those things hurt.
Yes.
I remember that. Just one of the most painful things.
Liberators are going to attempt the extra point with the kick from number 24. That's Seth Martin. Durham to hold. Martin to put it through. 27-24 our score. Liberators in front.
Big
snap back. Kicks up. That looks like it's good. It is. We'll be back in a minute. Here on the radio, KKDY 102.5.
If you happen to be in an accident, keep this in mind. You have a choice in who tows your vehicle. So make the right choice and call 256-7628 for J&J Recovery and Towing of West Plains. They answer the calls 24/7. They will get to you fast and take your vehicle to the destination of your choosing. So if you're in a wreck, breakdown, or whatever reason you might need a tow, make the right choice and call J&J Recovery and Towing 256-7628.
Craving Domino's Pizza? Try Domino's new Loaded Tots with 3 varieties. Order Loaded Tots to suit your taste. Melty 3 cheese, cheddar bacon, or Philly cheese. Taste yum. Or get them with a mix or match deal for only $6.99. Mix or match 2 or more from medium 2 topping pizzas, breads, Loaded Tots, boneless chicken wings, pasta, sandwiches, salads, or desserts. Domino's in West Plains and Mountain Grove. Domino's. Oh, yes, we did.
It's back to the field for more Zizzer football action on Hot Country KDY.
All night back here with Harlan Hutchinson. The Zizzers trail for the first time tonight. Score 28-24. Liberators lead as we're just started the 4th quarter. And the Liberators are going to kick off back deep for the West Plains Zithers with a hope to return. It's a high one. It's going to be fielded by Horton. He's up to the 25. Horton into the secondary, and he's on his way.
Oh, man, go.
And here he goes down in front of the Liberator bench, and he's going to be all the way for a touchdown.
Wow.
Number 35 just brought the Zithers back. Lance Norton just went 89 yards. He caught the ball on the 11-yard line, goes 89 yards, and the Zithers go back in front 30-28. What a play.
Another bolt of lightning. How many times do you see kick returns by each team for a touchdown in a football game?
Not very often.
That's very, very rare.
Norton, 89-yard kickoff return. And the Zithers back in front. Varson to attempt the extra point. Jones the holder. And the officials just now getting in position. Kicks up. Looks good to me, and they say it is. We'll be back in a minute here on the radio, KKDY 102.5.
For anything you need around the office, think Bureau. Office furniture? Think Bureau. Pens, paper, forms? Think Bureau. Cleaning and janitorial supplies? Think Bureau. Need supplies but you don't have time to get it? Think Bureau. They deliver. So for anything you need for the office, think Bureau. Stop by and see them just off the square in West Plains or online at thinkbureau.com. Bureau, 202 West Main in West Plains.
Hirsch Beauty Farm Supply, we had it all for you.
HirschEquipment.com. This is a game changer for anyone looking for equipment. That's because all of Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply's equipment inventory is now listed on one site. You can find tractors, lawn equipment, trailers, livestock equipment, pre-owned inventory, and more. In fact, you can go to the site and get a quote and get the value of your trade. Now, there's no reason to put it off. Get what you need today with the help of HirschEquipment.com.
West Plains football continues now on Hot Country KDY.
25-yard line. Never was touched. Paul Knight back here with Harlan Hutchinson. We were just talking about that, Harlan. What a play by number 35. That's Lance Norton, senior wide receiver, linebacker, running back, and puts the Zithers back in front, 31-28.
A kick return for a touchdown is a rare thing in a football game. Tonight we've seen one for each team. Phenomenal.
Larson's going to kick this one
Ooh.
Over the head of everybody into the end zone. He must have the wind behind him because that one's in the end zone, so it'll be first and 10 for the Liberators from their own 20-yard line. What a game. I mean, it was at one time the score was 24-6,
yep.
And now it's 31-28. And the Liberators have the ball, and you got to think they got the momentum, even though we just ran back a kick because they have controlled the second half so far.
But, you know, sometimes a play can really inject some momentum into a football team. And if a team ever needed a play like that, at that point, West Plains did, and they got one.
Durham, option. That time, the Zithers stop him after a gain of about 3. Nice tackle made there by the defensive nose guard. And I'm trying to see number 74. That's Houston, or not Houston. That's Jackson Hunter, the sophomore who started quite a few games as freshman last year. Durham in the shotgun. Going to throw down the sideline. Looks up.
There's
going to be intercepted. Kinslow steps in front of that one. Kinslow brings it back inside the 30, inside the 20. The Zithers get the big play, the first turnover of the ball game right there. Kinslow stepped in front of that, gets the interception, takes it back inside to the 17-yard line where it's first and 10.
Which just really begs the question, why did they try to do that with the way that they've moved the football on the ground? That's mind-boggling.
Well, I was going to say, they tried to go deep, and Kinslow had it read all the way and stepped in front, and ball was a little underthrown as well, and the Zithers have a first and 10 at the 17, make it the 18-yard line.
But that was kind of like. That's like after West Plains scored the touchdown. I was like, Baller saying, oh, you do that? Well, we're going to show you.
We'll score another one.
Yeah, I don't think so.
West Plains has the ball at the Bolivar 18. Jones in the backfield with Wilson. Motion man is Kinslow. We got an illegal. We got a flag down. I don't know. I didn't see anything, but
it's
I haven't seen a lot of things. Coach Wyatt's wanting to know what the heck's going on.
I used to broadcast Joel Wyatt's football games in high school.
When he was
at Willow.
At Willow?
I've always, Joel is one of the most passionate people. When it comes to sports.
And never got an indication from the referee what the flag was for.
Five-yard penalty?
It was a five-yard penalty, but never, the referee never indicated what the flag was for.
All right, let's go again.
Anyway, Jones has it first and 15. Motion man is Kinslow. High snap, fakes. Miller inside, not much there as they tried that little fake again. Next time, Kinslow will get it and sweep the left side. He was wide open.
Or we could throw it to Briggs.
Yeah, find Ken. Is he out there? Yes, he is. Briggs Houston is out there.
If you ever figure out a way to get him at least sort of isolated.
Yes.
You got to throw him the football.
Third and 13. The ball's at the 16-yard line. Scissors have the ball, leading by three. 31-28. We're inside 10:30 to go in the ball game. Motion across the formation. They fake. They're going to throw it. Guess who? Guess who?
Touchdown.
Touchdown for the University of Northern Idaho, Iowa signee, Briggs Houston, and the Zithers just put six more on the board on that 20, oh, excuse me, 120. It was a 18-yard pass.
Yes.
And it is good, wasn't it?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I just want to make sure because all the people were standing around.
I understand your hesitance. Too,
yeah.
Because you just don't know.
18-yard pass from Jones. And the Zithers back on top by a score of 37-28. Lawson to kick, attempt the extra point, but they're not going to be doing anything because the man is still down over there in the corner and getting him taken care of. There won't be anybody, any action go on because he's on the field.
The injured player in this particular case is Boone Shockley.
Is that Shockley?
Yep, 19.
Yes. He was one of the guys trying to cover Briggs Houston. But
never got turned around. He never saw the football coming.
He never saw the football, and Briggs just reached over his back and caught it and brought it down.
How about that throw? I mean, he didn't have a very big window.
No.
And dropped it in perfectly.
And Shockley's still down on the field. They're going to send both teams to the sideline. And we're going to take a 30-second break. We'll be back here on the radio, KKDY 102.5.
Did you know periodic maintenance is needed to keep your well, pump, and pressure tank running as they should? A to Z Pump Service offers parts and maintenance for your well. Have your well, tank, and pump checked annually. Stay ahead of potential problems and save money with regular maintenance. Call A to Z Pump Service and schedule your well maintenance today. 417-256-8089. A to Z Pump Service. We are pumping to please.
Now it's more Zizzer football excitement on Hot Country KDY.
Paul Knight back here with Harlan Hutchinson. We got a delay in the action because we still got a ball over Liberator down in the far side of the end zone that was trying to cover Briggs Houston on that touchdown pass, and he's still on the field. both medical staffs for both teams are over there working on him, but now they got him up. And he is going to head to the sideline on his own. Looks like he's got a little bit of a right arm problem.
Not the case, evidently, though.
No, I don't think so. I think this is his shoulder or arm. But the Zithers are going to attempt the extra point with a 9-point lead. 10:18 to go in the ball game, and yes, folks, it is 10:30 on a Friday night, and we're still playing football.
You, when my wife calls and wants to know where we have been, you've got to back me up on this.
My idea was to be home by 1. It ain't going to happen. Larson to attempt the extra point. Jones to hold. Zithers with an opportunity to go up 10 after a big interception by Kinslow. Kicks away. That one, did it get through?
Yep.
It did. Oh,
just
my God.
Just barely crawled over the crossbar.
It still counts. We'll be back in
30 seconds.
30 seconds here on the radio. KKDY 102.5.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains Mow, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. Growing up here in the Ozarks, my grandfather and dad both taught me the true meaning of an honest deal that always ended with a handshake. So visit Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains, where a handshake still means something.
Find new roads today.
The Scissors play here on today's Hot New Country, KDY.
We're back at it. 10-point ball game, 38-28, and the Zizzers. Well, this just goes to show you. This just goes to show what one play do to a football game. That, that kick return gave West Plains the lead back. Looked like they were just down and just about out. But as it turned out, that gave them a little shot in the arm. They got the touchdown there and then end up pushing it into the end zone once again on the touchdown pass to Briggs Houston. What a crazy, crazy game.
Right after the interception by Kinslow,
yes.
The Zizzers took advantage of that, and they lead by 10. And Larson's going to kick this one away. Last one went into the end zone. This one is going to go deep.
Oh, my.
And it's going to go in the end zone as well, as he puts that one 5 yards deep in the end zone. And now we got a. I don't see a flag, but they're walking out to the middle of the field.
Offside.
Offside against the Zithers, so we'll have to kick it again. And
so from the 30, he'll be kicking this from the
35-yard line instead of the 40.
And he can still kick it in the end zone. One thing about the kicking game that we've seen over the years here in the past probably 10, 15 years, these kickers – can really put a charge in the ball. I don't know if that's because of soccer programs emerging, but it's had a definite effect.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think a lot of it's the soccer style kicker. You can create more force when you make contact with the ball. Now the ball is going to be kicked from the 35. So let's see what happens here. Larson comes up and he kicks the line drive. It's fielded at the 33-yard line by the up man, and he's going to run to the sideline, and the Zithers hem him in, but still, they had very good field position for the Liberators out to the 47-yard line.
That's, to me, if you kick the ball deep and they returned it to their own 47-yard line, you'd be saying, well, that wasn't very good. That was a really good return. But you squib it, and they take it, and they don't get a long return, but they still start at their own 48.
Yeah.
That's not necessarily good. That's a short field for Bolivar to work with. They're down 10 with 10:09 to go.
Durham in the backfield. Hands off to Packy. Packy picks up 5 as Zither's defense has got to slow him down a little bit. He picks up 5, and it's going to bring up a second down and 5 to go with 10 minutes. To go in a ball game here from Bolivar.
Jackson Hunter made the stop that time.
Judd's back in the lineup, number 41 at that inside linebacker. Option, Packy, right side. Packy's got the first down, and Moores, he's down the sideline. Zither's finally hemming in, but he's all the way down to the 29-yard line, and that's another first and 10. And Harlan, they may have heard you, because I don't think they're going to try any passes.
That was one of the worst decisions probably they could ever have made on that last possession, because all that did was give West Plains a chance to put more points on the board.
Durham in the backfield, option left side. They pitch it to Packy. He puts his helmet down. Not much this time as the Zizzers come up there, number 13, to make the tackle. That's Jacob Moore, and it's going to be second down and about 7, except now we got a penalty. I never see the flags.
I haven't seen it. I saw one flag tonight. That's illegal procedure, so that'll back up the Liberators a little bit. When's the last time you saw a football game? I don't care what kind of football game, whatever level, with no holding penalties.
Well, you may have just jinxed us because we have not had a holding penalty. We've had a pass interference or two.
I mean, either team.
Yeah, neither team's had a holding. And in high school, there's a hold every play. It's just a matter of whether you call them or not. And they're not calling them.
Not yet. Of course, we said we didn't have any cramps before the second half either.
Yeah. Durham, up the middle on his own, crosses the 20, crosses the 30, down to the 27-yard line. So that's a pickup of about 10, and it's going to bring up a second down and about, I'll take it back. It's going to be a second down and about 9 as he picks up 6.
If you're playing Bolivar this year, Patke's a problem and Durham's a problem.
Yes, running the football. Durham going to look to throw. Pressure comes. Guess what? He gets out of it. Throws it out in the flats, number 15 for the Liberators. And that is Luke Dill. And Dill's going to be down at the 19-yard line. And that's close enough for a measurement. They're going to bring the chains all the way across the field to measure this one. So we got a little time out here.
And I think, correct me if I'm wrong about this, but I believe a Grizzly Hall of Famer is having a birthday on Sunday. Named Trish. Is her birthday coming up this Sunday?
27th.
Oh, I'm a little ahead of the game here.
Yeah.
But coming up this weekend.
This week, yeah.
So a happy.
So today's the 25th.
Right. So Sunday is.
Sunday is, 8/27/57.
Yep. Trish Knight having a birthday on Sunday, so a happy birthday to her.
She's refereeing somewhere in Columbia today. I don't know where, but somewhere in Columbia. I don't know if it's Columbia College, University of Missouri, Columbia High School, Hickman, whatever.
So she didn't hear this, but it's recorded. So if she wants proof, she can always go back.
She can listen to it tomorrow.
Yeah. So happy birthday to Trish.
She'll be home tomorrow.
Happy birthday ahead of time.
Yes. And we're just short. How many chain links are we short this time?
Well, I didn't have my glasses up fast enough.
We got it over here. Two.
All right.
So it's second down and about two chain links for the Liberators at the West Plains 19-yard line.
Oh, no wonder. It seemed kind of blurry, and I was looking through two panes of glass here, so I can see a little bit, and I believe that is correct. Two chain links.
Officials mark the ball. Liberators are ready, but the officials are not. Chains are still not in place. And we're about ready to go. Zither defense needs to step up here. The boys in white uniforms, get ready to play, boys. Here we go.
This could be the ball game here if you can get the ball back.
Oh, Durham is hitting the backfield. There's a loss on a third and inches. No gain, actually a loss of one, and that's going to bring up a fourth down for the Liberators from the 20-yard line of the West Plains Scissors, and they got to get over the 19.
I think you are right. I think they did lose a yard, but the way the ball's been marked at times tonight, I wasn't going to get too excited just yet, but it is a loss.
We're down to 8:13 to go in the fourth quarter. Scissors trail or lead by 10.
Fourth and one.
Now they're trying to draw the Scissors offside. And the play clock's at 9. Durham, there was a left tackle moved. Hands off.
That's first down.
That's a first down. Packy gets the first down and more, and that's another Liberator first down, down to the 16-yard line, where it's first and 10 for the Liberators.
But the clock is still running. They'll start it again. And you're up by 10, so make them take as long as possible.
Durham is going to look to throw. Throws it to the outside. Ball's up in the air.
Nope.
And that's going to be in. That's got to be out of bounds. That's farther out of bounds than the one they call the touchdown.
That was a very good catch. Or he didn't even catch it, did he?
He didn't catch it. He had to go pick it up. So it's a second down and 10 from the 16-yard line. Clock stops, 7:40. Liberators are ready to go already.
You know, I think this fast pace really worked for Bolivar here in the second half started.
Yes, it has.
They really wore down West Plains.
Durham, option right side. He's going to cut it up, but he slipped, and he's going to be tackled after a gain of about two down to the 14-yard line.
78.
That's Shane Curtis.
Really good play. He has had a good. He's had a good game tonight.
Yeah.
He's been in on some plays.
Third down and seven. The ball's at the 18-and-a-half yard line. Liberators go with two receivers left, one receiver right. Packy in the backfield in motion. They're throwing it over the middle. Screen pass. Caught. And he's going to go into the end zone. Number 15, the tight end, goes in from 19 yards out, and the Liberators are back to within four.
Luke Dill on the touchdown reception. I'll tell you what, our tackling has been bad tonight.
Terrible.
And that was probably the worst example of it right there. They should have had him at the five-yard line at the very least, and there really wasn't that much resistance.
Liberators are going to try the extra point the conventional way. Snap, kicks up, good. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on the radio. KKDY 102.5.
If you're a small business owner in southern Missouri, think about everything you need to help your business succeed. You need a plan, happy customers, steady cash flow, and an insurance agent that gets you. State Farm agent Justin Shelby runs a small business in southern Missouri, too. He understands the unique needs of local business owners. Justin will make it easy to choose the right protection at the right price, because the one thing you don't need is insurance stress. Call me, State Farm agent Justin Shelby, for your small business needs today. Like a good neighbor, Justin Shelby State Farm is there.
Ozark Conference football excitement continues now with the Scissors on KDY.
Paul Knight back here with Harlan Hudson. We got a ball game, 38-35, Scissors on top, 6:57 to go in the fourth quarter. Scissors about to receive the kickoff after the touchdown. The Liberators got back within three.
You remember at the very end of the first half, it was 24-6. And Bolivar scored a touchdown with 14 seconds to go before halftime.
Yeah, to make it a 24-14 ball game, yeah.
Yeah, so if you're able to go in at halftime up 24-6.
And you get the ball.
And we really had them on the run, really outplayed them, I thought, especially at the second quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Got far the better of it. But, boy, the second half, that touchdown kept them in the game, and they picked it up from there and kept the momentum going. But now it's West Plains by three again.
There was an offside that time on the Liberators. The guy that's got the kickoff, he's been the busiest man out there tonight. So it'll be a 5-yard penalty. And I saw that one. That guy was about a yard ahead of the kicker.
Oh, there's a flag on the far side of the field. Kind of dingy. I was watching an old NFL Films thing the other day. Remember back in the days when they used the red penalty flag?
Red flags, yes.
I wish they'd bring those back.
You can see them.
Red denoting bad.
Bad. Yellow, kind of bad.
Yellow's just bright. I mean.
Yeah. This makes, just, it's supposed to be seen better, but I can't see them.
Either.
Boot kick. It's going to be fielded by Howell. Howell up the middle. Howell is going to be brought down at the 41-yard line. So the Scissors will have it first and 10 at their own 41. They lead by three, 38-35. We got 6:51 to go in the ball game. And this would be a good time to run down the field and score.
I'll tell you what. Let's give Mason McCurry some credit. He is a junior, 6'1", goes about 185. He has put some leather on some people in this ball game tonight, and he hit Dawson
number
Howell
seven?
Right there.
Yes. Yeah.
He has been a hitter tonight. He has done a whale of a job. Another timeout on the field with 6:51 to play, and we'll come back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Scissor Football on Hot Country KDY.
Howell County Habitat for Humanity continues to build homes for families who qualify. It happens through generous people like yourself who have the means to contribute. One way is to donate unneeded items to the Habitat Restore on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains. They accept clean, used furniture, appliances, household items, and more. They will sell these items in the store to help fund building Habitat homes in Howell County. Go to HowellCountyHabitat.org or visit the Restore on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
It's back to the field for more Zizzer football action on Hot Country KDY.
Paul Knight back here with Harlan Hutchinson here in Bolivar, Missouri at the campus of SBU, where the Zizzers lead the Liberators by a score of 38-35. 6:51 to go in the ball game. Zizzers have the ball at their own 41-yard line. Jones in the backfield with Miller. They're going to send Kinslow in motion. They're going to fake Kinslow, and oh my gosh, Miller got racked up at the line of scrimmage. He's lucky to get to the 40. In fact, they're going to say he's tackled at the line of scrimmage, the 41-yard line, so no gain. It'll bring up second down and 10.
That was Remy Wilson that got the run that time.
Wilson, I'm sorry.
And he didn't get much of anything. Tell you what, Paul, there's way too much time left for us just to hope that we can hold on, because this that puts us kind of back in the mode we were in not too long ago.
Yeah. Howell, Jones under center. Pressure comes. Everybody's coming. Guess where they're throwing it? Down the middle. Kinslow can't. Oh, my gosh. Jones overthrew Kinslow by 5 yards, and Kinslow had 10 on the defensive player. So that he had him beat, but Kinslow threw it over his head, and it's a third down and 10 for the West Plains Zithers from their own 41-yard line. Kinslow was wide open.
That shows you Isaiah Jones' arm. He just kind of flipped that. He didn't really put everything into it, and that ball sailed downfield about 45 yards on the fly. No problem at all. I'd be tempted to go back and try that again.
I was going to say, where's number 10? Where's Houston? Well, Houston's going to go wide right. He's going to be picked up there by the defensive back, Garner Casey. Jones in the backfield, and they're going to let the clock run out. They're going to take a delay of game or a timeout. They took a timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on the radio, KKDY 102.5.
This year, we considered hiring an ad agency to help with our marketing.
They pitched impressive visuals and a script that was inspiring. In the end, we just decided to tell it to you straight. Shelter Insurance has award-winning customer service at affordable rates.
Plus, our local agents are there to help you understand what coverage you need.
Your insurance is only as good as your agency, and we're one of the best in the nation. Dave Thomas, Shelter Insurance, your friend in the insurance business.
SaveWithDave.com.
West Plains football continues now on Hot Country KDY.
Paul Knight back here with Harlan Hutchinson. We're in the fourth quarter, 6:09 to go in the ball game. Zizzers lead 38-35, and for those still awake back in West Plains, you should have been here. It's been a good one. Don't forget, next Friday night we'll be at home taking on the Glendale Falcons in another Ozark Conference game, and that game will be at 7 o'clock. It is peak out night. And it's also KKDY night there at the football field.
Bolivar's going to win some football games.
Yes, they are. They're going to surprise the people.
Hope they don't win one tonight.
Yeah, let's make them 0-1. Kinslow throws it down the sideline,
picked up,
and going the other direction. And that's going to be, fortunately, he was tackled from behind by Houston, but the Liberators have the ball, first and 10 at the 22-yard line. As Jones put that one out there, and number four, was that 14? Yes, it is. Number 14 makes the interception. That is Daniel Kozlowski. Picks it off and takes it all the way back to the 21-yard line. And once again, the officials are talking it over.
Well, there may be a penalty after the end of the play. We may have another horse collar called, and that would work against West Plains if that be the case, right at the very end of the play.
I think they're also saying that the Bolivar player threw the football up way up in the air, because I saw that.
Oh, I did see that.
Yeah, and that may be what they're talking
Would
about.
That be unsportsmanlike?
Unsportsmanlike conduct. It's well, we're going to get an indication here eventually.
Coach Wyatt is very unhappy, so it's probably not going to go
back. Personal foul, horse collar against the Scissors. Then we got a dead ball, personal foul, or unsportsmanlike conduct against Liberators. Guess where the ball is going to be?
It's a wash.
Right there where it is, 21-yard line, first and 10 for the Liberators. So the Scissors have defense on the field. They lead by three, 38-35, 5:56 to go in the ball game. Need a big stop right here. Big play for the West Plains defense right now.
Now, wait a minute. Are they going to personal foul, horse collar?
Oh, penalty.
West Plains. What about the unsportsmanlike conduct?
Now they're going to mark off the unsportsmanlike. Instead of offsetting.
Is it a 10 versus a 15? Is
I
that what
guess.
It is?
I don't know.
I don't think they really do either.
The ball's going to be set down at the 26-yard line. And is it going to be first and 10 from the 26? Or is it first and 10 from the... I have no idea. And neither do they. Anyway, the Liberators have the ball at the 26. We'll go from there. Durham, hands off. Packy. Packy breaks a halt. Tackle. Ball's on the ground. Scissors have it. And this time I think they're going to call it a fumble. They're waving it.
Come on. Do it. You know you want to. It's a
fumble. They do. They call it a fumble this time, and the Scissors have the ball. Packy dropped the ball. West Plains has it, first and 10. Now they're saying it's not a fumble.
They already signaled that it was a fumble.
First and oh, my gosh. If these guys have another job somewhere, it better not be tomorrow.
Oh,
Liberators. Liberators pick up
awful. Unbelievable.
Packy has it up the middle. He's got the first down and more as he gets to the 13-yard line where it's going to be first and 10.
Boys, you got to be better than that. You've got to be better than that. That's just very sad.
Well, like I said, I've not watched the video for a very good reason. First and 10 from the 13-yard line. Liberators have it. Zither defense needs to step up. Option right side. They pitch. Packy tripped over his own feet and does still get to the 10-yard line. So he picks up three as the clock winds down. 5:07 to go in the ball game. Liberators have it at the Zizzer 10-yard line where it's second down and 7. What a ball game, Harlan.
Still ahead by 3.
You're still ahead. Durham in the shotgun. Takes a snap. Fakes the handoff. Rolls to the right. Pressure comes. Throws it over the middle.
Intercepted, didn't he? He did.
Did he catch it?
That's intercepted.
Are they going to rule a catch?
Yeah.
No, they pointed that way. The Scissors have the football, according to one official. The White has not got in it yet, so let's wait and see. He points first down, West Plains.
What a horrible throw.
So the Scissors get the interception. Was that was number 13.
No, that was Dallas Robert, I believe. 47?
47? I thought it was 13, but it really doesn't. All I know is Scissors have the football, first and 10 at their own 4. On a series of...
Oh, man,
anyway, we got the ball. 4:39 to go in the ball game.
What are they doing throwing the ball?
I
we
know.
Just nearly can't stop them running.
We haven't stopped them running all night, and they've thrown two interceptions to us.
Good grief. Thank you.
Jones under center. Turns hands. Guess who? Howell. Howell's got the room up the middle. Howell crosses the 20. out to the 21-yard line, and he's slow getting up.
I'll tell you what, we've got 4.5 minutes to go. I'd be very tempted to make sure that no one carries the ball
except number 44.
Every stinking play. That's a first down right there, buddy.
And make sure you snap it with about 3 seconds to go on the play clock.
Yep. Run the clock down. They can't stop him. I mean, look at this thing late in the game.
The Liberators still have 3 timeouts left, according to the scoreboard.
Well, I thought they burned one. Maybe not.
Yeah.
Well, make them use them.
Yep. 1st and 10 from the 21.
Yep. 3 timeouts left.
Jones in the backfield. Howe in the eye. Up the middle he goes. He crosses the 22, 23. They're going to mark him down at the 24-yard line, where it's going to be 2nd down and about 7. We're inside the 4-minute mark, and the Zithers lead 38-35.
At the very least, you want to make them use these timeouts.
Folks, I apologize for the cough, but I've been talking way too much. Zithers have it. 2nd down and 7. They're in the eye again. This time Howell is the up back. Jones sends Kinslow in motion. Turns. Pitches to Miller. Or Wilson, excuse me. Wilson. Wilson's got the corner turn, but didn't get the first down. Didn't go out of bounds. And now it's 3rd down. And what do you say, Harlan, about 3?
Let's see. We're going to mark that at the 38-yard line.
Yep, and they got to get to the 41.5, so it's 3rd and 3.5 for the West Plains Scissors.
Yep, right on the hash mark, Paul.
Right on the hash. Amazing.
38-35, just under 3 minutes to go. And if West Plains runs the ball here, you got to figure it's going to go back to 44.
Jones comes up. He's under center.
Let's see if the Liberators want to run blitz here.
Jones is the deep back, or Howell is the deep man.
Yep.
Jones looks things over. He's trying to draw him offside. He takes the timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on the radio. KKDY 102.5.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why they're on the sidelines cheering you on and ready to step in should anything happen. Dr. Pyatt is proud to be the Zizzer team physician. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Now it's more Zizzer football excitement on Hot Country KDY.
Paul Knight back here with Harlan Hutchinson. We got 2:28 to go in the ball game. Zithers lead by 38-35, but they are looking at a 3rd down and about 3.5 from their own 28-yard line here in late in the ball game. 1st down here, Harlan, and the Liberators will have to use all 3 of those timeouts to try to slow things down.
They're playing Blue Oyster Cults. Don't fear the crimper. On a night where everyone's got a cramp.
I was going to say, don't feel the reaper.
Yep. Well, we're getting down toward the end. Have you ever seen a season opener like this?
No.
Isn't it crazy?
Well, and you start at 8 o'clock, and right now we've been playing for just right at 3 hours.
All right. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
It's 3rd down and 3. They're going to come with a hard run blitz, try to time the count.
They've got 9 men on the line of scrimmage.
What do you do here? Hard count?
You hard count. And you turn and hand it to Howell, and he's going to be tackled in the backfield.
That's not Howell.
Nope, that was Norton. Norton gets tackled, and the Liberators take time out. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on the radio, KKDY 102.5.
Hey, Zizzer fan, tonight, after the game, tune in to the Fox 96.9 for The Locker Room Show with me, James Hurt. It's your opportunity to call in and talk about tonight's game, hand out game balls to deserving players, and give them the recognition that they deserve. It's every Friday night after the games on the Fox 96.9. It's the Locker Room Show with me, James Hurt, and I look forward to hearing from you.
The Scissors play here on today's Hot New Country KDY.
Paul Knight back here with Harlan Hutchinson. We got a tight one, 2:22 to go, 38-35. Zithers are looking at a 4th down and 4. And, Harlan, you got to punt it away and hope your defense can step up.
And you got to make sure that you don't get the kick blocked either, because my guess would be they're really going to come hard after this thing and try to get a block. because
we've had a couple of high snaps.
There's two timeouts on the board for Bolivar. As West Plains will line up to kick, Isaiah Jones will stand back at his 15-yard line.
And they've got, the Liberators have got everybody except the returner on the line of scrimmage.
They are a-coming.
Good snap. It's away. It's a line drive. It's fielded. And he's down the sideline. He's got some room to run. He's across the 40, or across the 50, down to the 42-yard line. So the Liberators have it first and 10. At the West Plains 42-yard line with just under 2:10 to go in the ball game, and Liberator number 5 is still down on the floor. He is still down, and they're calling for help. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on the radio. KKDY 102.5.
Hey, Zither fans, I need you all to hear me. Hey, everyone, this is Ashton Jubb with Mizzou Tiger Basketball. It took me years of practice to get where I am today. I love being a Zizzer and playing on a winning team. That's why I chose the winning team at Ozark Hills Insurance to take care of my insurance, and you should too. They have a team of agents that will treat you like family with the best coverage at the best price. Get a quote today from Ozark Hills Insurance with offers in West Plains and Mountain Home. Go Zizzers!
Ozark Conference football excitement continues now with the Zizzers on KDY.
Well, folks, it's come down to this. It's the fourth quarter. You've got 2:08 on the clock. Zizzers lead by 3, but the Bolivar Liberators have the ball first and 10 at the West Plains 41-yard line. Durham in the backfield along with his running buddy. Takes the snap, pitches to Patchett. He's going to step across the 40 down to the 39. So that's a pickup of 2. But the clock continues to run. We're inside 2 minutes to go in the ball game as Judd makes the tackle for a gain of 2 for the Liberators.
Boy, their play calling is just mind-boggling. I mean, where they should have ran it, they threw it. Where they should have threw it, they ran it.
Inside handoff, they fake. Durham rolls to the right. He's going to throw. He throws it down the field. It's going to be caught down at the... They're going to call that a catch?
He was bobbling the ball.
He was bobbling the ball as he was going out of bounds. And the back official couldn't see it. So it's going to have to be that.
They're going to call that a catch.
They're calling it a catch.
My God.
And I don't want to look at the replay, but it's a first and 10 at the 12-yard line. Liberators have the ball. 1:38 to go in the ball game. First and 10 at the 12. And 2 timeouts left. Durham in the shotgun. Liberators go with 3 wide receivers, 2 to the right side, 1 to the left side. Zizzers defense, snap back. Durham, hands off. Patchett. Packy inside the 5, or right at the 5-yard line. He's tackled. Number 13, Jacob Moore makes the tackle, but that's all the way down to the 5, and it's second down and 3. We're in a minute 20 and still 2 timeouts. Packy. Oh, this time he doesn't get anything as he's hit at the line of scrimmage as the Zizzers shot the gap, forced a tackle, 3rd down, and the Liberators take timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on the radio, KKDY 102.5.
Rooted in our communities, Simmons goes beyond banking. We're your friendly neighbor. Committed to fostering strong community bonds, we proudly invest in our local schools. When you're in need of banking services, Simmons Bank is here for you. Whether you're striving towards your goals or aiming for financial success, count on Simmons Bank to be your partner every step of the way. To discover a nearby branch, simply visit SimmonsBank.com. Simmons Bank, member FDIC.
It's back to the field for more Zizzer football action on Hot Country KDY.
Paul Knight back here with Harlan Hutchinson. We got 1:09 to go in the fourth quarter. Zizzers lead 38-35. However, the Liberators have it 3rd down and about 3 at the 5-yard line of the West Plains Zizzers. 3 yards for a first down, 5 yards for a touchdown. They're going to go with their standard formation. 2 receivers left, 1 receiver right. Durham and Packy in the backfield. Zither defense going to have to step up. They're bringing everybody. Packy hitting the backfield. Where are they getting? They got him down to, they're going to mark him at the 3 or the 2. fourth and one or it's first and 10.
I think it's short.
They're going to take time out. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on the radio. KKDY 102.5.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance.
Hi, this is Dave Thomas with Shelter Insurance at 214 West Main Street. Let us help you with all your insurance needs. We specialize in auto, home, life, and business. Call or text us at 256-6116.
Save with Dave.com.
West Plains football continues now on Hot Country KDY.
Paul Knight back here with Harlan Hutchinson. Harlan, guess what this play is right here?
Ball game.
Ball game. That's no kidding. Fourth down and one. The ball's at the three. They got to get to the two for first and ten or first and goal. They're out of timeouts.
No timeouts left.
So, I mean, if they get the first down and not the touchdown, they got to hurry back to the line of scrimmage because we've got 54 seconds to go in the ball game.
You know what we haven't had tonight is a bad snap from center.
Oh, well, we haven't had that. We've had a fumble that wasn't called. We had two of those.
How about a low snap?
Here we go. Fourth and one. Durham. Hands off Packy. He's got the first down and more. He's in the end zone. They say the ball's loose. The Zithers have the football.
Can't decide what it is.
But they've stopped the clock.
And now it looks like is it a fumble? Who knows? Flip a coin.
It looks like it's
going to
be first and goal to go.
The Zithers say they've got the ball. But the Bolivar Liberators say they got the ball. First and goal from the foot line.
All right, so
50 seconds to go. So they got
and now West
down.
Plains is taking timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on the radio, KKDY 102.5.
Rooted in our communities, Simmons goes beyond banking. We're your friendly neighbor. Committed to fostering strong community bonds, we proudly invest in our local schools. When you're in need of banking services, Simmons Bank is here for you. Whether you're striving towards your goals or aiming for financial success, count on Simmons Bank to be your partner every step of the way. To discover a nearby branch, simply visit SimmonsBank.com. Simmons Bank, member FDIC.
Now it's more Zizzer football excitement on Hot Country KDY.
Paul Knight back here. Harlan, we had one play. We're going to have one more. It's first and goal from about the half-yard line. 50 seconds to go. Liberators have the ball, and both teams are out of timeouts. And the Zizzers thought they had a fumble on that play, but the officials didn't agree.
Well, the bad part is they got a first down.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it looks like if they don't get it on this shot, they still got 50 seconds.
Yeah,
That's a lot of time.
Yeah. They've gone to a double tight formation. Patke and Durham in the backfield. I bet Patke gets this one somewhere. Oh, Durham, quarterback sneaks, got it. So Durham goes in from 1 yard out, and the Liberators go in front by a score of 41-38. So a 1 yard run by Durham, and the Liberators have the advantage now. And in to attempt the extra point is Martin. Chance to make it a four-point ball game. 41-38 is our score. Liberators snap back, kicks up. Looks to be good. It is. We'll be back in 30 seconds. We got a flag on the play. Let's wait and see. That one I actually saw. He threw that one straight up in the air.
That could be roughing the kicker, I believe.
Well, let's wait and see here. There's the flag laying at the 3-yard line.
But the kick did go through. So that's big because it's a four-point game.
Four-point
now you got to score a touchdown.
You got to score a touchdown. We're just going to keep it right here, folks, as we try to get this figured out. There's a flag on the field. Both teams are on the sideline. The officials are talking to each other, which they've done most of the evening, and trying to get this straightened out. Let's see what the indication is here.
Well, West Plains has no timeouts left.
No.
They will stop. You have to stop.
It's against West Plains, and I could not see what it was.
You have to stop the clock on first downs so the chains can move. So it's possible. You could push the ball down the field, especially when you've got.
When you got number 10 and number 2 out there that can catch it.
And you've got number 9 throwing it. So you're not out of it. But you're going to see them really back off. And that's the other thing, too. They give Isaiah a chance to look around a little bit.
Well, and the 15-yard penalty marked off against the Scissors on the kickoff pits the ball at the 45-yard line of West Plains. So they can kick this one in the end zone, and the Scissors will have it first and 10 at the 20. Not looking good, Harlan.
Nope. Last year, we kind of dodged a bullet at home against these guys. Didn't play very well and won 17-7. Tonight has just been an entirely different type of football game. We've had, Paul, 80 points scored in this ball game and no points in the first quarter.
None. 80 points in the last three quarters. And only 7 points scored in the third quarter. That one's going through the end zone.
Thank
so
you.
So the Scissors will have it first and 10. No time comes off.
That doesn't cost anything.
So we're going to have it first and 10 at our own 20. No timeouts. And you got to go 80 yards. And you got two guys out there that can do that with once they touch it.
Joe Wyatt's one of these people that sits on the couch watching football games on TV, and he sees a play that he really likes, and he's got a notepad. I'm not making that up.
Oh, I know. Coaches do that.
So he's probably got an idea or two here.
Jones in the shotgun. Snap back. They throw the slant to Kinslow, and it's low and away and no good, and it'll bring up second down. And they were tackling Houston on the far sideline. When he came off the line of scrimmage, they tackled
him. Just grabbed him, huh?
Yeah, they tackled him. Which I believe is a pass interference.
In most municipalities, it is.
Jones in the shotgun. Four wide receivers.
So they got two guys on him right now.
Jones looks that way. Throws it high over the head. Incomplete. Intended for Kinslow. And it's now third down and 10. And there's still 40 seconds. Those two plays took all of 8 seconds.
Well, if that ball had been completed, it wouldn't have gone anywhere.
It wouldn't have got anywhere, and he'd been tackled inbounds and stopped the clock. Or kept the clock going because we have no timeouts.
Yes. Time is of the essence right now.
And it's all on the Liberators' side. Jones in the shotgun. Two receivers left, two receivers right. Snap back. Pressure comes up the middle. Jones steps through. He's going to run. He's going to get to the sideline. He's got the first down and more. Knocked out of bounds at the 35-yard line. It'll be first and 10.
That's all right.
Clock stops with 31 seconds to go, but we're out to the 35.
That's all right. You got a first down. Keep the ball. Stop the clock. You got to get the ball down the field now. You've got to throw the ball down the field to have any kind of a shot. You don't have to score on the next play. You can get the, if you can get the ball down to the 20, 30-yard line,
cross midfield
and spike it.
Yeah.
And you'll still have a shot or two at the end
yeah.
zone.
Yep. Because he can throw it from the 50 yard line.
And the way this game's gone, we would be surprised if that's what actually happened.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Rams are in front of us. Snap back. Jones looks to the left side, throws it up there, not even close, as that's well overthrown. It'll be second down and 10 to go for the West Plains Zithers.
But he was not open.
Isaiah Jones threw that one away.
Yes.
And Houston is walking very, 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 very slow back to the huddle. That's not a good sign.
At this point, if you can still walk, that's probably not too bad because we've had...
Well, he's running a little better than he was walking.
Those guys have been known to, you know...
Fake something?
You know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Play a little possum.
Liberators playing 4D. There's two receivers left, two receivers right. Single running back with Jones. Let's see where they go. Ramser. That guy's offsides.
That's offsides.
He was offsides by a yard. So that'll be a five-yard penalty.
They should put 2 seconds back on the clock.
Well, I was going to say 2 seconds ran off the clock, but they're not going to put it back on because they got no way to tell them to do that.
And they're probably not paying attention.
Well, the guy back here is the one that's supposed to be doing that.
He's wondering if there's anywhere to eat in this town after the game's over right now.
Well, I think everything closes at 11. Ball's at the 40-yard line. 23 seconds to go in the ball game. Zithers trail by four. Jones takes a snap. Pressure up the middle. Steps up. Throws it down the sideline. Houston.
He caught that, didn't he? No.
Out of bounds. And he's cramped. He's on the field. Houston's still down. And it's going to be third down and 5, but more importantly, it's third down and 15 seconds to go. And your best wide receiver is on the sideline with cramps.
15 seconds to go. If there was ever a time for the hook and ladder,
this would be it.
This is it right here.
They just sent in number 35. That's Lance Norton. Third down and 5. Two receivers right, two receivers left. Right in front of us is Ramser and Stauffer.
It is hook and ladder time. Ball's at
third
the,
down.
Ball is at the 40-yard line of West Plains. 15 seconds left.
Snap back. Jones steps up into there. He's going to run. He's not going to get anywhere. He's got the first down, which stops the clock. The ball's at the 45-yard line.
You got to line
Six
up.
Seconds.
You got to spike it.
Takes it. Snap. Still 6 seconds.
Thank you.
Appreciate that, Mr. Scorekeeper.
All right, so you got basically one chance. So from the 45 of Bolivar, it'll be second down. Yardage to go doesn't really matter. You got to throw the ball to the end zone.
Yep. You got one play.
Going to have to make it a jump ball.
And the Liberators have got two guys standing on the 20 and four guys standing on the 30. And Jones is back there by himself. Last play of the ball game, folks. Jones steps back. Looks down the field. Throws the ball. Is knocked away.
That's ball game.
That's ball game. Final score. Bolivar 42, West Plains 38. The Liberators get the win here on their home field as West Plains falls to the Liberators 42-38. We'll be back in 1 minute here on the radio to wrap this one up here in Bolivar.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why they're on the sidelines cheering you on and ready to step in should anything happen. Dr. Pyatt is proud to be the Zizzer team physician. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
If you're a small business owner in Southern Missouri, think about everything you need to help your business succeed. You need a plan, happy customers, steady cash flow, and an insurance agent that gets you. State Farm agent Justin Shelby runs a small business in Southern Missouri, too. He understands the unique needs of local business owners. Justin will make it easy to choose the right protection at the right price, because the one thing you don't need is insurance stress. Call me, State Farm agent Justin Shelby, for your small business needs today. Like a good neighbor, Justin Shelby State Farm is there.
The Scissors play here on today's Hot New Country, KDY.
Paul Knight back here with Harlan Hutchinson. The Scissors fall tonight, 42-38. Harlan, is a good football game. A lot of question marks out there. Just a lot of question marks out there. But the final score, Scissors lose 42-38. Next week they're at home against the Glendale Falcons.
Well, you had a 24-6 lead late in the second, in the first half, gave up that score.
Yep.
Right before halftime, made it 24-12. Well, it didn't seem like that big a deal. I guess 24-14. But it turned out that that was just a carryover to the second half. And you give Bolivar credit. They kicked our tails in the third quarter.
Yes, they did.
They really did. Their offensive line really took it to us. You got to give West Plains some credit for not rolling over, because once Bolivar got the lead, it'd have been pretty easy to say, well, this isn't our night. We're beat down, we're tired, blah, blah, blah. But then that kickoff return for a touchdown changed the game, and eventually we went back up by, was it 10?
Yeah, we were up 10 at one time, I think, 38-28.
Yep.
With 10-16 to go in the ball game. We were up 10, 38-28, and still fall by the final score of 42-38 tonight in Bolivar. And, of course, a tough one to swallow is the Scissors fall tonight, 42-38. However, the one thing about high school football, you get a chance to redeem yourself next Friday night.
There's a game next week, and that'll be against Glendale, and that will be the peak out game. And that game will, be the home opener, and we'll have our tent set up there. KDY invites you to come by and get yourself a hot dog and a T-shirt while they last, and maybe even a personal photograph glossy of that guy right over there, Drew Joyce. Maybe he'll be.
Well, I was going to say, Harlan, maybe you ought to stand out there, and we'll have you as a photo shot.
I don't know, but if every week's like this, we need more money.
Well, we need more time, that's for sure. Because that ball game took 3 hours and
20 minutes.
3 hours and 20 minutes, and we didn't. It wasn't. It was just a long football game. It was a fun game to watch and a fun game to call, because there was a lot of controversial plays out there, calls out there. Zithers thought they had two fumbles and ended up not being fumbles. And, you know, like I said, it's just one of those deals where in high school you don't have the advantage of instant replay, where you can go to the sideline and look at the camera and say, yeah, that was a fumble, or that was not a touchdown that the guy caught in the end zone, and that kind of stuff.
It's insane. I've never seen an opening game of the season like this.
Yeah, it was a strange one. We got one down, 9 to go, and the West Plains Zithers fall to 0-1 as they lose tonight. For Harlan Hutchinson, this is Paul Knight saying good night, everybody. We'll talk to you next Friday from Scissor Stadium.
West Plains Scissors football on Hot Country KDY has been brought to you by
Wilbanks Tires, West Plains Lock and Key, The Medicine Shop, Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick GMC, State Farm Insurance Agent Justin Shelby, SMP Quality Auto Glass, Simmons Bank of West Plains, Shelter Mutual Insurance, also Rick's Truck Repair, Peterbilt, Pepsi MidAmerica, Ozarks Healthcare, and Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Ozark Hills Insurance, Monty's Outdoors, J&J Recovery, Habitat for Humanity, Edgler and Harper, Don's Auto Service, Domino's Pizza, Butler Heating and Air, Bureau, Bailey Chevrolet GMC, and A to Z Pump Service.
West Plains Scissors football on Hot Country KDY is a presentation of Ozark Radio Sports, a division of the Ozark Radio Network.